Hi, I'm Martin Jensen, a producer of Kaput X Radio. This presentation with the title Spiral Descent by Graham Ferguson was spoken by Sledge.
Beginning with the Industrial Revolution, we've been bonded to a set of rules alien to our survival. Evident destruction, social disruption, poverty and scarcity are a result. We've endured these effects for so long, we tend to imagine they're normal. We have to accept them, our senses tell us so. The evolutionary level of sensory perception can dangerously mislead. We've not yet learned to first test the information our common sense feeds us. Most of us still operate at the sensory level of the other animals. We forget how our senses may give completely false information. I quote the Copernicus story. Our senses showing the sun moving over the still earth. It was so obvious. We could all see it as truth and reality. We persist with and depend on a system demanding a financial profit impossible to make, that can never be made. The profit is always less than the required amount. This system has created a spiraling descent into hugely undesirable, stress-related outcomes. As a global civilization, we seem insensible to the fact we've placed all our goals in the accumulation of finance to satisfy the impossible. In the effort to achieve our financial aspirations, social and environmental conservation has to be ignored. Survival under the system requires a striving for profit growth, regardless of the environmental exploitation and stressful emotional costs. To watch the planet's forests, oceans, landscapes pillaged for the growth of profit is soul-destroying. Also distressing is to experience any fledgling glimmer of understanding being blocked by our use of dishonest, intentionally misleading financial banking terms. To see resource-destructive exploitation is heartrending, even to those unaware their short-term, life-sustaining necessities depend on our long-term, ruinous activities. The rules of successful profit growth demand these activities, so we adapt to this destruction for the sake of our own short-term survival. But those unaware of what this type of finance demands, and that's most of us, life is one of stress, protest, and full-on immune-weakening side effects. Hence, we witness our ideals, our once lofty hopes and dreams, diminishing almost to vanishing point. The financial system we use demands exploitation. Our stress-related inability to adequately feed and provide for ourselves now leaves billions of people below the poverty line, millions dying daily of poverty-related causes. In turn, our moral and ethical standards just wither away, along with the diminishing strength of our immune system. Global research of our climate, air, land, and ocean rightly points to us creating an anthropogenic obscenity of our solar system's once prime upmarket real estate. All the while, we suffer anxiety, scrabbling for income in competitive trade wars to win always brings stress. Worldwide competitive skills are taught, fostered, and greatly admired. Our self-esteem or our self-rejection hinges on beating the opposition. Genuine overall cooperation in trade is financial suicide. Just keeping above the poverty level is stressful and only seems possible for a small percentage of the 7 billion global human population. The stress is chronic and so is the immensity of its immunity-weakening side effects. We live and manage to stay alive, striving to obtain as much of the scarce finance as possible. The little there is gives some access to goods and services. A Buddhist monk imagines forsaking money, so asks for and obtains food, but at the financial expense of someone else. Scarcity of finance results in great hardship and suffering. Stress and weak resistance leaves us physically vulnerable. Conversely, if only our values were placed in the product instead of the finance, the price would be created by a product's worth. To society, not the profit, but the product would be the value. Value without stress. The physical cost, not the financial cost of the product, creates its own monetary worth in a sane system of exchange. Joy and a sense of achievement in making a socially valuable product, not in making an anemic scarcity called a monetary profit. And yes, this is a very different system. And no, it's not the one that got us here in the first place, the place we are today. Some of us really don't want to be where we are today, where the product is useless and positively inaccessible if finance is not available. Some of us drink the filthy water, watch our malnourished and withered children suffer and die in financial poverty, where for millennia, as a people, we've well looked after ourselves. A system which is product-based and valued cannot be understood in the terms used to describe a finance-based one. The product-based system comes with its own terminology and creates its own finance, limited only by our capacity to produce the necessities of sustainable living. Witness the anthropogenic obscenity resulting from a nightmarish homicidal set of financial rules that enslaves and dehumanizes. The system in use is entirely and absolutely responsible for the low level of care and the high level of exploitation of the world we now inhabit. The law of nature cannot forgive them, though they know not what they do. Science estimates a cruel and harsh climate by a certain date, but it is taken as inevitable by most of the world, having no concept of a basic removable cause. They exist in fear of the future. Since the early 1700s, there is nothing responsible for our present socially and ecologically defiled world situation but the present financial system. Our anxiety-filled existence is but a result of its effect. The reality is we've handed over our future to a demonic, heart and soul-destroying method of providing ongoing financial scarcity. The insanity of an economy run by a system unable to pay the price of what it produces is, however, our choice. What we see and deplore around us is entirely our own responsibility. There is no one at the helm, no person, no group of people. We seem incapable of analyzing the effect of an obvious, self-defeating, suicidal set of rules.
You heard Spiral in Descent by Graham Ferguson, spoken by Sledge. If you liked what you heard, you can visit desireandreality.net, all lowercase, one word, no spaces. Again, desireandreality.net. And find more written material and podcast dealing with issues related to the current global finance system. My name is Martin Jensen, and it was a pleasure having your company.